There's two sides to every coin, but I would think that that would be something that the developer would be interested in doing, is share the burden, but share the benefit, too.
My main concern fell back onto the whole situation of how you got there, but to me, I see two ways in, two ways out, three ways in, three ways out, and if I was going to stay there, I can't imagine you'd go the long way around. So, for Sunrise Cove.
And something else that should be added is that all instructions for access to that property, whoever owns it, should indicate that the people come off of 76 Highway. No reason that couldn't be. They've got to advertise it and sell it online or some way, vacation rental by owner or some method. You've got to contact the people that are going to stay there on a nightly basis. And they can be given instructions on how to approach that property, and that would be the logical way to handle that. Traffic comes directly off of 76 and not through the subdivision.
So is that added as part of the decision factor that would be in their advertisement? I don't know how we'd enforce that, but it could be in their advertisement.
Okay.
Well, they've got to give directions.
Correct.
To get there.
All right, Mr. Will?
To answer your question, or to address your question as him working with us, granted, when we moved in here, I put a fence in the wrong spot. He had me move it. I spoke to his son tonight about, well, I spoke to him before about renting it to me, leasing it to me, selling it to me to maintain so I could have it. He said no, his dad wanted me to move it. So I moved the fence. I asked him, I texted him twice about coming back to maintain the property from my fence to the lake. His answer to me tonight was, oh, when it gets a foot, 2 foot tall, we'll come look at it. We'll come mow it. Is that somebody that wants to work with the community? I mean, see, that should tell you right there, he's not interested in working with the community. Otherwise, he'd have somebody out there. I mean, if I offered to buy it from him, that piece, that, you know, okay, it's a walkway for going around the lake, or rent it from him, lease it from him, if he wanted to work with somebody, he would have said, okay, let's work a deal out. Or he would say, okay, I'll come mow it every week, every 2 weeks, whatever it takes to keep it looking nice. But he doesn't. His own son told me that tonight. When it gets a foot, 2 foot tall, we'll come look at it. That's not somebody that wants to work with the community.
Any more comments or questions? Anybody would like to make a motion?
We need to... So I hereby move to approve the appeal number, what's my number?
1902A.
Yeah. 1902A. And an affirmative vote would overrule.
Yeah, so you approve the appeal, that means it's in favor of continuing the development.
Okay.
And are you going to add to the decision a record that he worked with the association about access to the lake, repair the road across the dam, and give instructions for access to the property to come off of 76. Have you had those as decision record?
So I think that would be a responsibility that he would have, which would totally make sense, the changing the address to where it assures that nobody drives through the other route. Because it just doesn't make sense to go a long way around. So
Scott, is that legal that we can mandate that he do?
You demand your motion.
So we can demand and force him in order to get this permit, do those changes, and then secondly, does that make it compatible with the rest of the neighborhood?
He'll have to read that out again.
Okay.
So, I mean, that'd be part of your decision of record for this.
Why don't you make the motion then and get your verbiage in there?
Well, I've moved that we approve the appeal with the codicils that he bring access for nightly rental folks off of 76 Highway.
And that written.
And repair of the road.
Across the dam, okay.
Across the dam. And the pothole and the rough road
and maintain,
access to.
And maintain.
Now, here's a question that I have before we get.
Can we keep order, please?
Scott's getting it down. Here's a question that I have for Scott before we move forward with this. He sells 10 homes to 10 different people. He's out of the loop at this point. Are those people individually? How do you get those people to maintain that road? And now, of course, it's in the decision of record that access comes off of 76. But to maintain a road is a little different. Mm-hmm. How's that going to work, Scott?
Well, the way I read your motion, you're stipulating that this developer has to maintain the road, even if future sales.
Even if future sales.
That's the way I understand your motion.
Excuse me, that would be, you're going to have to wait, please.
Future sales would still continue the burden onto him. So.
And the lake, try to work with people for access. I don't know that you could require him to do that. But it would be a suggestion that he try to.
Right.
So with those things added, I would make a motion to approve the appeal.
Okay. Excuse me, may I say one thing, please, sir?
I'd second that motion for you.
Okay. The biggest predictor of future behavior is past behavior. They have not maintained what they have going on now. They tore up a portion of our yard and didn't fix it. I didn't bring that up because...
Well,
you're saying that you'll approve this if they will agree to do this stuff, but they're not going to agree to it.
You just haven't called me.
This is why we had our time for speaking, and this is where we do our part to try to make this
public reasoning.
But I'll try to answer that if I may.
Thank you.
If you'll call Scott when there's violations, these people, if, I'll give you an example. There's lots of nightly rentals in Taney County, and that's part of the reason that I vote to approve this. There's a lot of nightly rentals that are not in compliance. The people don't come and ask. They just lease their house, vacation rental by owner or Airbnb, and there's absolutely no regulations on them whatsoever, and there's no one to enforce it. Whenever he has this special use permit, then he wants to try to maintain that, and he wants to try to abide by the rules. They can't park on the street. There's a signage there that if there's an issue, you know who to contact, and you have a method to enforce it. So you're really better protected whenever he has approval than you are in an area where they're just Airbnb, and there's no regulations whatsoever. And that's my attempt. I'm not sure that that answer will satisfy you, but you do have some ability now to enforce the rules on him because you've got...
Why don't they build in the city?
Yeah. Well, because people want to move to Branson. You folks have done that. You know, Oklahoma City, you wouldn't have this issue. You've got a subdivision that's not built out, so there's potential for a lot of neighbors that you don't know to come yet. You know, you're only looking at a half built out subdivision.
Okay. Is he going to maintain that dam? Because
he
across the road to get to the, not the nightly rentals, but the duplexes. They have to drive over there, across that dam. If he just brings it up to code, it'll fall apart in no time, and then that road will be like it is today. It used to be a good road.
That's a different project, but for this project, for him to get approval, he's got to bring that road up and maintain it.
Okay, I do have one question. because we have one little section of the road here. This one is dedicated to the public that goes over the dam. This parcel is owned by Great Southern Bank, so it may just be an easement. This part is not actually a road right-of-way. It's been used as that. I just need some clarification.
Great Southern Bank's not going to come down on him for maintaining that road on their property.
That's my question.
So he needs to maintain that, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion. Did we get a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Okay. Was that an aye?
That was a nay.
It's a nay.
It's a nay. And yeah.
Okay, so we have a 2-1. 2 in favor for approval.
You have to have 3 like votes to constitute a decision so that the appeal was not
denied.
Yes. It failed.
All right. And so there is a process.
There's a reconsideration hearing possibility within 7 days after this decision's posted, which usually is about 9 days, that you can contact the office to get the particulars. And then that meeting would be just to ask for a reconsideration for the following meeting. They would only decide whether to rehear or not rehear. And then that pretty much goes through our whole process.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott. Okay. Let's move on to 1903A. You have a choice. You can still continue or you can defer to next month.
Case number 1903A, JSMS Property LLC is seeking to appeal a February 11th, 2019 Planning Commission denial of Division 3 Permit 1842, seeking nightly rental use on 6 lots to be located on...
Guys, if we can have order, please.
Sunset Cove, Branson, Missouri. The 6 lots, along with a duplex or 2-unit structure on each lot, have been presented as future possible development at this time. The Planning Commission based its decision to deny nightly rental due to compatibility. The proposed 6-lot minor subdivision is on an unplatted part of the lake parcel left over from past phases of Cross Creek. And this section would also be served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and Tenney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The property in the north is vacant properties. Properties to the south, west, and east are occupied and or vacant residential lots. So we're in the same location, except this part would have to be platted into a minor subdivision, meeting our subdivision regulations of 8,000 square feet per lot, 70 feet of road frontage, which I've measured out and could be done. Right now, it's an included parcel within the lake parcel.
So that's part of the lake.
Yeah, here's our whole parcel that he cut a minor sub, 6 lots, which you can do up to 6 lots in a minor subdivision. This is the unplatted portion of Cross Creek. The other unplatted portion is owned by the Assembly Church.
Okay.
Of God from Branson, so.
Alright. So, Stephen, go first. Tim?
Again, Tim Davis. I won't reiterate at length what I mentioned to you before, as I think you probably remember it from 45 minutes ago or whatever it was. I do point out that since it is zoned already for multifamily, Steve could actually, the fact that he's proposed either duplexes or single-family homes with nightly rentals the use can be much more intensive than that. He would have a right to build multi-use.